Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 25 years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in the great Teresa Walker from the Associated Press. Teresa, what's going on? How are we doing?
Doing pretty good, but, you know, hey, it's a Tuesday, so, you know, we're a little closer to the weekend, and things are looking better. If you're a Titans fan, I'd hope, although probably not, considering the team that's representing the AFC. So everybody's got permission to be grouchy for another week and a half, right?
I would say that there's little doubt that we'll see some grouchiness over the course of the next week and a half. So let's start there, Teresa. Obviously, there's a lot of talk on social media, on our show, everywhere, about Ryan Tannehill and his future with the Titans. Now, the cutting him aspect is just, it's not happening. The dead money is a lot. What do you make of the idea of John Robinson and the front office maybe looking for a trade partner to bring in an upgrade at quarterback? What do you think of the whole Ryan Tannehill saga that's going on right now, especially with Titans fans?
They're angry in the face of a loss. And, you know, so I'm going to point out that the Chiefs also lost the AFC Championship game on their home field after an interception. Not a great thrown ball by Patrick Mahomes, and they also missed their chances to execute and win that game in regulation. It happens. It's part football. I mean, you know, I know that, think about this. This is the first time since seeding began in the Super Bowl that the top one or two seeds hadn't really advanced, okay? I think I retweeted that breakdown Sunday night, which is kind of stunning. Peter King had in his column yesterday that, you know, since they expanded the playoffs to like six, that, you know, there hadn't been this low seeds in the Super Bowl. So it's one of those years, right, where being at home, being a top seed, didn't pay off for anybody. So the Titans have some company there, but, you know, this whole idea that, you know, let's put all our troubles on Ryan Tannehill, and yes, I understand that, you know, that he didn't help them win either of their last two playoff games, or, you know, made some plays that certainly didn't help at all. The pick when he was trying to throw, I still don't like the idea that he was throwing to Khalif Raymond in the Ravens game a year ago. And yes, this franchise has lost three straight playoff games. But, you know, changing out the quarterback, did y'all see what it cost the Rams to get Matt Stafford? Two ones and a three. You know, and this is for a franchise. How many people have been upset that their last two first rounders, you know, haven't really done much of anything for them this year? And, you know, their 2020 first rounder is out of football at the moment because they traded him away. And you know, shoot, he's now been cut by the Dolphins and the Giants. So, you know, this isn't fantasy football. It's not as easy as the Rams make it. And I can guarantee, at some point, the Rams' approach of trading away draft picks for players is going to come due, and we'll see what, you know, Titans fans and Rams fans think at that point.
Well, okay, I agree with you, but, I mean, I would also push back and say, that's fine, it's going to come due, but I see the Rams in the Super Bowl right now. So, as a fan, knowing what this league is, which is cyclical, that you're going to cycle up and cycle, well, you hope you're going to cycle up, that your team has at least the ability to cycle up. Some franchises don't do that. But, you know that it's going to come due anyway, right? I mean, Derrick Henry is going to get older. Some of these guys on contract, like, you're going to cycle down. Is it not worth exploring, trying to be better at the most important position and mortgage more to continue to quote-unquote go for it than it is to say, you know what, go 10-7, make the playoffs, and then at least this team will be pretty good for a while before it cycles down? That's the devil's advocate response.
Well, Joe, I got no problem with investigating, making calls, seeing what the price tag might be on somebody. But, you know, that's the thing. It's going to be a high price tag, and that's going to have to be an organizational decision. For a franchise that's going to be looking at renovating the stadium here and announcing that plan within the next, couple of years or so, so winning at that point would be good. Yeah, you got Derrick Henry under contract for 2 more years. You know, maybe he, you know, I still think that he's got light tread left on his tire, so to speak, or a lot of tread, rather. But, you know, coming off the broken foot, we just don't know. So, you know, you got to be a little careful. I do think that, you know, with A.J. Brown, with Jeffrey Simmons, you've got some good pieces here to help extend and keep tweaking this car, so to speak, as you move forward. But, yeah, ask around, find out. But, you know, when you push the chips to the middle of the table, you better be close to being right. Because guess what? If the Rams had lost to the Niners on Sunday, what would everybody be saying? You spent all this for Matt Stafford, Odell Beckham Jr., Von Miller, and what have you got? Oh, yeah, Jalen Ramsey back in 2019. What has it gotten you? And so that's the challenge. I mean, we can look at the other side of the coin. Look at a franchise in Houston that did trade away a bunch of ones. Still don't understand what, you know, some of the stuff they got back for those moves. You have to make smart moves when you're doing this. So, but we would be criticizing and jumping on the Rams left and right if they're, you know, and if the Titans make this kind of move, we'd be jumping on them for the very same thing. So, see what the price is, investigate. You know, maybe it ends up being a situation like March 2019 where you decide, you know what, we do need a better backup to Ryan Tannehill than Logan Woodside and make a move there to, you know, quote, pressure Ryan Tannehill. So it's going to be interesting to see what, you know, what the Titans do.
Teresa Walker on the line with us from the Associated Press, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Teresa, you're right. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see what they do this offseason. Harold Landry's contract is up. You've got to decide the future of A.J. Brown. He'll be entering the last year of his deal heading into next season. What's the most important thing for the Titans to accomplish this offseason in your mind?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, first I've got to create some cap space, okay? Let's not forget that.
Yep.
You know, that's before they can do anything, they are right now over the cap at the moment. So that's an area where they have to improve. That's a great question. They've got to figure out what they're doing with their offensive line. I mean, part of to create cap space, two of the easiest targets are Roger Saffold, who's now going to his first Pro Bowl in 12 years, and then Taylor Lewan. Do you restructure them? Do you try to keep them around for a couple years? You know, buy yourself a little room and just simply renegotiate? Are you replacing them like you did a year ago with Dennis Kelly? So I think you've got it. They've got to start those decisions there. I'll just say this. If they're talking about what to do at quarterback, it just feels like that argument, you know, and granted, what coaches and team officials say to us isn't gospel. You know, so Mike Vrabel has been very clear for weeks that, you know, he likes Ryan Tannehill, that Tannehill's going to be here for years to come, right? So if you take him at that face value, then guess what? Start with the offensive line. Create some space, see if, you know, you can either franchise tag or do an extension with Harold Landry and then move on to, you know, preparing for the draft. Because, guys, I still think this team has got to get a true number one tight end and then get a couple more pieces at wide receiver as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, there's a lot of tough decisions, a lot of finding room. You're going to have to move on from some people who, you know, you'd rather have on your team. And also you're going to have to hope, you know, that some young guys are ready. Of the two high picks from last year, who I think both of them are going to be critical. I mean, I think the offensive line is going to not look the same, and they're going to need Dylan Raidens to be a factor, to be a starter. And then Caleb Farley, I think, is going to need to be a starting cornerback. Of those two, who do you feel best about next season living up to those hopes?
Well, Dylan Radins, because we saw him on a pinch and a few hours' notice start a game at left tackle under the lights, and he did a fairly decent job. And now he's, you know, he's worked all year, and for a guy who had played one game all of 2020, he now has a chance to, you know, to build on his first season. So I feel better about him, mostly because Caleb Farley is coming off an ACL, you know, now, and we saw what happened, you know, it took Taylor Lewan a while to, you know, truly come back from the ACL. Same for Bud Dupree. So that's the challenge of, you know, leaning too heavily on him. But that's the thing. You know, you could cut Jackrabbit Jenkins and create some of that much-needed cap space, but if you do that, you're going to be counting on Caleb Farley being ready at the beginning of the season. So I do think that he was drafted to, you know, to be the starter opposite of Christian Fulton, and that young secondary, Molden, Fulton, and Farley. If Farley can be back in time and truly stay healthy, then that looks like a pretty good combination and something you can absolutely build on in your secondary.
Teresa, last thing for you here. Is John Morant going to win MVP in the NBA?
I don't know, but let's put it this way. He is putting together a heck of a resume.
He is pretty fun to watch. If you're out there in Nashville and you don't watch John Morant play, I would advise you to do so. I would advise you to do so. That's right. Teresa Walker from the Associated Press has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Teresa, great stuff as always. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Teresa Walker from the Associated Press, the GOAT, as she's also known as, greatest of all time.
That's right. The GOAT. Tom Brady's also the GOAT, too, in a different venue.
Different.
Teresa,
formats.
I feel a little better about saying the GOAT. Just what? Kidding. Tom Jeez. Brady's the GOAT. Whenever you say GOAT, though, that Brady comes to mind.
He does. For a good reason.
We should ask Teresa if she knows if he's actually retiring or not.
We got a lot of reaction on the text line from Teresa and her plan for the Titans at quarterback. We'll get to that coming up next.
Are people upset?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, we're going to go through another week of Tannehill bashing. That's what this is. Tannehill bashing week, part duh.
Part duh. No question about it. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Studio here with you on this Tuesday morning. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Thanks to Teresa Walker from the Associated Press for joining us in the last segment. We'll have Charles Robinson coming up at 9 o'clock, so looking forward to that conversation with him. Mark from Clarksville on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, I hear what Walker is saying, but the Rams are in the Super Bowl, and if you win one, that means a success. If the Titans don't have a good track record of first-round picks, if we could trade and get a quarterback over the next 2 or 3 years and are true Super Bowl contenders and possibly win one, then who cares a few years after that? Because in 4 years, the Titans will be in trouble when Henry is done anyway. The NFL is all about winning a Super Bowl, and you have to go all in. If the Titans stay with Tannehill and another team goes out and gets Wilson or Rodgers and gets to the Super Bowl, Titans fans will lose their minds. This is coming from Mark on the text line.
Well, I would agree with that. I would also, like, you know, Teresa, I think, realistically, looking at Tannehill coming back, I think she made some good points. I would push back. Like, what would we be saying if the Rams didn't make it? Well, they did, you know? So, I mean, that's exactly what it is. She's right. One Jimmy G pass goes the other way or whatever, you know, Stafford's intended pick isn't dropped, you know, then yes, it would be like, wow, you went, did all this stuff, and you didn't get the Super Bowl. Now, getting to the conference championship game means something, right? I mean, it doesn't mean it was a complete failed strategy, but it doesn't mean it's not what you meant to do. But when you do get there, well, then there we go. Now, a place like this says, there you go. You went all out. You traded picks. You went and got that QB, and it paid off for you. How come my team can't do that? So I would agree, especially with Mark on the if someone else. Again, I'm
imagine if the Colts go get Russell Wilson.
Right. Like, I'm sticking with my expectation that Russell Wilson's in Seattle next year.
Yeah.
And I guess that Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay next year. I feel a little less.
See, I feel
bullish about that. You feel stronger about that?
I feel more like Rodgers is in Green Bay than I
do. Than Wilson?
Wilson
okay.
in Seattle.
Well, either way, I feel like both of them are more likely than not. They're going to be in the same places. But, yes, if one or both go somewhere that also needed a quarterback, that also had to do all kinds of gymnastics to get them, then Titans fans would be understandably upset.
Yeah. Adam in Portland texting in says, I may agree with Teresa's take more than anything anyone has said about them yet. I just hope Jared is listening. Get a number one tight end, build a better line, and add a quality backup quarterback and see if life gets better. Logan Woodside isn't pressuring anyone, so go get Jameis or somebody who can make him focus a little bit more. Well, look, if your plan to make Ryan Tannehill better is bringing in Jameis Winston, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that all sounds great. Building the offensive line is going to be very difficult because you have money that is tied up in these guys. Like, to me, I don't envision a scenario where the offensive line is, like, drastically better next year. Like, I don't see it happening. And, you know, unless Dylan Raiden's just comes in and is just an absolute stud next year. Yeah, it's possible.
It's but, individual improvement.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be dependent on, like, Aaron Brewer being really good.
Right. Like,
you know,
to me, there's a whole lot that's going to have to go right if the offensive line is going to be significantly better. Now, you know, do I hate the idea of bringing in a better backup quarterback? No. Like, first off, I have no idea what Logan Woodside is. You know, we've seen him take, like, what, three snaps in his career, so I have no clue what he is. But, yeah, I don't hate the idea of if there's a quarterback out there that you feel good about coming in and being the backup, that's fine. If that's something you want to do, go for it if you're the Titans. But, like, there's no quarterback to me that's out there right now outside of these top guys we've talked about that's coming in and, like, putting any back pressure on Ryan Tannehill. Like, you starting Jameis Winston over Tannehill? I'm going to guess probably not.
No. I mean, yeah, unless Tannehill falters the way Mariota did,
yeah,
you know, in 2019. But,
which,
yeah.
Heard that, too. Just bring Marcus back.
Well.
You talk about things that have a 0% chance of happening. That's one of
them. Flip it around on him. I mean, look, I'm sort of in between on this thing. I mean, I think, like, Jared, you know, is a little bit like this whole, like, you cannot possibly bring 10. Well, look, man, you're probably going to be disappointed. But I'm actually more on his side in terms of exploring it. Like, I don't see what the harm would be in exploring it. And I think it is something you got to discuss. You have to think differently about Tannehill. If you're John Robinson, I'm sorry. Like, how do you not?
Sorry, I just looked at the screen, had a heart attack for a second on the TV. Just says, Aaron Rodgers will be back with the Packers next season. I missed the overreaction, underreaction part. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Underneath overreaction.
Robbie just stops the entire like, wait a minute.
What just happened?
Oh, my God. Sorry. Sorry, man. That could have been, it could have been a great moment in your life. Yeah. And I don't like agreeing with Jared. What did he say yesterday? He said, "What I believe everything I hear." What did he say? You heard it, Michelle.
If it's reported, you assume that it's true.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Dead on accurate, as always.
Reporters agree
with that. Or no, believe everything reported by reporters.
So this has to do with the Brady stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in this situation, with I'll tell you what, I'm changing my mind. Not on Schefter, because Schefter's just had a terrible year.
It's not been good.
But the fact that, I don't know, man, this is a weird one. But, yes, that's, of course, inaccurate and stupid. And, God, why do I have to deal with this stuff?
Because you're the
guy. And I'm kind of agreeing with him now, you know? It hurts.
Let's go to the text line. Got a texture that says, if sports is cyclical, then control the cycle by going all in when you're close and then bottom out to start the cycle again. If you aren't doing everything to win the Super Bowl, you aren't worth watching, in my opinion.
I agree.
Coming from a texter.
I agree, and any owner who says, and believe me, this has been said in sports, but if we kind of status quo, we can still be good enough, we can still fill the stadium, we can still sell the merch, and we're still better. We have a longer period of being good enough to be profitable, and that's better than mortgaging everything when we may not even get there, and then we're going to bottom out. Well, if I'm a fan – and an owner of a team I cheer for says that, then I want a new owner.
Well, I mean, the worst place to be in professional sports is in the middle. Now, the Titans are not in the middle. I want to make that clear.
Right.
I mean, you're drafting 26th overall, and you were just the number one seed in the AFC. So you're not in the middle. I understand that.
But
well,
it feels
you can get
like
there
you're
pretty
the,
quickly.
It feels like you're in the middle based on the playoff.
Well, it does. And
with based on the quarterbacks of other teams in the AFC.
And to that point, you could get to the middle pretty quickly, depending on what happens there. And that's not a place you want to be. So, again, I'm always for going all in. Now, there are some teams that go all in that have no business doing it, and that is probably a bad idea. But
even then, I tip the cap.
Yeah, you just go for it, man. But to your point, like,
it's about winning a championship.
It's about winning a championship, and if it flops, you're going to suck at some point anyway. Just start that thing on over and see if you can build your way back up.
And if you really, really suck, well, then you might end up with the number one pick, and who knows, you might totally turn everything around and have a Joe Burrow on a rookie deal for the next few years like the Bengals will have, not have to pay him any money, and be threatening for the Super Bowl more times than this.
I keep going back to you in this conversation with the quarterbacks. We talked about this to begin the show. Like, how attractive are the Titans? How attractive should they be to potential free agents out there, quarterbacks, maybe like Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers that have to make a decision and maybe decide that they want to move on and go somewhere else this offseason? Like, we hear all the time of, you know, the lists that come out. Russell Wilson's list last offseason of, you know, whatever it was, the Bears and the Saints and the Cowboys and all these different teams, the Raiders, that were on his list. Titans nowhere to be found. I realize a lot's changed since then, both in some of those teams that were on his list, and the Titans have been pretty darn good. And right now the quarterback is a problem. So I'm not saying that the Titans would not be on Russell Wilson's list, but it's rare that you hear a lot of big name players around the league talking about Tennessee and the Titans and Nashville. I just wonder, like, how attractive are the Titans? Is it even realistic that Russell Wilson would be like, yeah, I'll go to Tennessee? I don't know. I like the team, the way it's built, makes a lot of sense. As the texter pointed out earlier, it's a pretty similarly built team to the team that he won a Super Bowl with in Seattle, the way they play the game.
Yeah, look, I think the Titans should be very attractive. A.J. Brown is a player on the outside like the Titans haven't had since, I don't know, you tell me. It's been a long time.
D-Mace?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think A.J. Brown.
They're different players, too.
Yeah, very different players. But A.J. Brown probably within, you know, there's a lot of good receivers in this league, so he's got to keep getting better. But, I mean, I think he could be on a very short list of the best receivers in the game if things go well for him, in health especially. Derrick Henry should be a big draw. I mean, Julio, like you said earlier, Julio Jones could be a draw too. Although, you know, this year of Julio Jones, I mean, anybody who paid any attention. Well, of course, Russell Wilson was on the other sideline when Julio Jones looked like Atlanta Julio Jones. So maybe from his personal experience.
Wilson, really excited about Julio Jones.
Yeah.
He knows that was a touchdown in Seattle.
Exactly. And he's like, A.J. Brown drops the ball. I don't know. You know, it's like, if you go by personal experience, maybe it's a little different. But look, the Nashville thing, it's a kind of a pain for the Titans and for Titans fans. The fact that, you know, NFL fan bases always come here for their trip because they want to party in Nashville. But Nashville is a place that people want to go and also want to move to and live in. And I think especially if you have entertainment industry family members, you know, I think you got both of these quarterbacks have spouses who, you know, could be drawn to Nashville. So that's another factor.
Yeah. Shailene Woodley rolling down Broadway. Rodgers doing what he does.
Reese Witherspoon's here.
Yeah.
You know? You guys watch that show, by the way?
No.
What show with Reese?
Great show.
Which one? Little Fires Everywhere or Big Little Lies?
Big Little Lies.
So good.
Great show.
Yes. Get on it.
Get on it, man.
All right, man.
Yes.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 25 years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Welcome back in, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezvik here with you on this Tuesday morning, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Scott in Kansas City texting in says, quarterback is the number one priority. Every team playing us says stop the run and make Tannehill beat you. Tannehill is a great dude, has elevated our team, but this is his numbers in five playoff games. 62% completion percentage per game, 150 yards per game, 1.4 touchdowns per game, and one interception per game. You can't win a Super Bowl with those numbers. This coming from Scott in Kansas City.
Interesting. Yep. Can't disagree with any of that. Yeah, it's just, look, I mean, the reality is probably going to come back to Ryan Tannehill as the Titans quarterback. We should all be able to agree on that, but I think it's absolutely fine to also want better and to hope the Titans do everything they can to find better.
Got a texture that says, all the NASCAR coming to Nashville is perfect for Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick. Problem is, he's not with Danica Patrick anymore. That may be a deterrent for Aaron Rodgers at this point. Oh, my God. Is Danica Patrick going to be there? I'll go somewhere else.
We're going back a few.
Back a few girlfriends.
Just
one girlfriend.
Right? Or just one?
Yeah.
So Olivia Munn was before Danica Patrick?
That is correct.
Is that right?
That is correct.
You guys really know his whole dating history.
It's pretty public.
Yeah. It's well acquainted with Danica Patrick and Olivia Munn.
Look, you can get in some deep circles on Packers Twitter about Danica Patrick almost ruining Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn destroying everything about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So anytime he has a bad day, then we're going to blame
he was dating Olivia Munn, he's like, freaking Olivia Munn, my goodness, just get her out of there. Come on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It is not Rodgers. Yeah. It is absolutely not him. It is her.
No. It couldn't be him. Yeah, it's got
to
be.
Nobody say anything about Shailene Woodley, though. Everybody appears to be A-okay with that.
Yeah.
So
he also just was MVP and probably will get it again.
Just won probably back-to-back MVPs.
But choked in the playoffs.
Yes, choked in the playoffs.
That's not on Shailene?
Not as of yet, according to Packers Twitter.
I think we should blame Shailene for that.
Oh, man. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kevin texting in says, Jared is so wishy-washy talking about stuff. Yesterday he said the Chiefs are a marquee team, then said they aren't very good. This coming from Kevin on the text line.
I don't know if that's an accurate quoting of Jared or not, but I don't care because he misquotes me all the time, so let's go with it. Yes, I believe everything that's ever reported with an anonymous source.
Yeah.
I really wish you were listening, though. I wish you were listening when it was said.
Yeah,
because I could just see you get heated.
The steam coming out of my ears.
Well, I'll set up for a good Jared versus Joe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
What did he tweet last week? It was like, Joe Rexroad says there's no way this will ever happen, or something like that. Like, no, I didn't say it. Or like, doesn't want the Titans to even try. No, I didn't say that either. But, yeah. I know, I need Caroline to, ally with me against him a little bit more.
Yes.
Come to the good side, Caroline.
Kyle on the text line says, something that we need to talk about is the health and well-being of the offensive line. Sure, it's easy to say that we can replace Tannehill and be elite, but what's the plan for the offensive line? That's coming from Kyle on the text line.
Well, it's a huge, huge question. And that's the thing. I mean, that's true regardless. So, again, remember this. If you're going to do this, I think it's fair to say you're going to chip away more at your team if you go get another quarterback. So, you talk about Russell Wilson looking at the Titans being interested. If Russell Wilson is as concerned with offensive line play as he seems to be, as he should be, as all quarterbacks should be, are we sure he's looking at the Titans and licking his chops? Because I agree, the offensive line is something you need to fix, and there's no easy fix. And if the fix is, let's draft another offensive lineman in the first round, I mean, look, that may be the smartest route at this point, but boy, is that going to be an upsetting route for Titans fans, understandably. And again, like if your draft gets to the point where you're drafting to make up for a previous mistake, then at some point you're in trouble.
Yeah. I got a text that says, if the whole show was Jared impressions, I would be very happy.
Ah!
That is one of Jeff's favorite
really done
things.
An impersonation.
That is one of his favorite things to do.
That's pretty much that's my entire impersonation.
That's my favorite.
I don't even know. That's not very good, but Michelle seems to like it.
Yeah, Michelle's gone. She just lost it.
Would that have gotten a Porth?
Oh, yes.
Porth?
Yeah. He probably could still be. Might be listening this way right now.
He better
be. He is. And just losing it in the new office of his and everybody just looking at him like, what is happening?
Hanging out with Hub Arcus. When Aaron Rodgers comes to the Titans, be a Ryan Porth, Hub Arcus. They'd just hate it.
Wow.
We could have him on the show.
Yeah.
We should see if Ryan will serve up Hub for a segment. What do you think?
Bring him on. Keith on the text line. The Celebrity Gossip Minute with Robbie and Rex. We did get a little like People Magazine there. That was something.
Yeah, I mean it's the quarterback life. Tom Brady goes from was it Giselle? Oh wait, who's he married to?
He's married to Giselle.
He's married to Giselle, but he was with previously a different model.
Yes.
Who was that?
I don't remember her name.
An actress.
Yeah.
Michelle. We don't know this.
I don't know.
How do I forget this?
I do know that Giselle makes more money than Tom Brady, though.
Solid.
Speaking of Tom Brady, he has apparently officially announced his retirement. He's coming on Instagram, says, quote, "I've always believed the sport of football is an all-in proposition. If a 100% competitive commitment isn't there, you won't succeed, and success is what I love so much about our game. There's a physical, mental, and emotional challenge every single day that has allowed me to maximize my highest potential, and I have tried my very best these past 22 years. There are no shortcuts to success on the field or in life. This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I have loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention. I've done a lot of reflecting this past week and have asked myself difficult questions, and I am so proud of what we have achieved. My teammates, coaches, fellow competitors, and fans deserve 100% of me, but right now it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes." He then goes on to thank his Bucks teammates and the organization and the Patriots and all that.
Okay.
So Tom Brady has made it official. He has announced his retirement from the National Football League.
So
Darlington was right.
Yeah, I mean, so now again, the post from Brady's company that was deleted. I don't know why it all went like this, the way it did. And maybe he really did have like a 24-hour, like, wait, hold on, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But I think it's pretty clear that the reporting was based on good information.
Yep.
So, yeah, you got to give the guy a break for if that's what happened here. That either maybe he just didn't want it out yet, and he wanted to do it. And if that's the case, then I don't blame him for being upset. I'd like to know where Darlington got his information. But if it's just a matter of he decided to do it, go for it, green light, and then wait a minute, I'm not sure. Yeah, he's earned the right to do that, I suppose.
So he's making it official.
Let all of us flail around for a couple days.
Yeah. So the Pharaoh has made it official, announcing his retirement from the NFL. You know, he's 44. He'll be 45, I believe, in August. He just threw for over 5,000 yards this year, led the NFL in passing, won a Super Bowl last year. Calling it quits. What a career. Greatest of all time in the NFL.
Yep.
Amazing hard to think career. We'll see anything quite like him. Ever again.
No. I mean, it's a partnership, too. I mean, I think his career will always be tied to Belichick and what they had overall there. But the fact that he went to Tampa Bay and did what he did.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he had sort of like a second career when it did look like he was kind of, you know, having more of a traditional just Hall of Fame career. You know, the fact that he responded the way he did to all that stuff. Pretty remarkable, and still played at a high level. Went out on top, at least in terms of performance. I mean, he was as good as anyone this year.
Is he the greatest team sport athlete of all time? I mean, there's Michael Jordan. There's all kinds of people you can put in this discussion. Is he the top? It's so hard to compare other sports, right?
A lot of people would say yes because football is the most popular sport.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like it's so hard. It's already hard enough to compare eras.
Sure.
Within the same sport. I mean, I would say, like, in basketball, you can have more of a direct effect on dominating a game than quarterback can. I mean, football is much more of a team sport than, like, the sports with fewer players involved, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even though quarterback's the most important position, it's the most, it's the highest paid position, it's the most glorified position, most blamed position. Like Michael Jordan, or pick some other dominant basketball players, like they had a more second by second direct impact on the game. It's just the nature of the two games. So by that, if you look at it that way, I would say no. But again, quarterback is just quarterback is just, it's the position of importance in our country.
Yeah. I mean, he retires having won more Super Bowls than any other singular franchise. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
What he's been able to do. If you missed it, Tom Brady officially announcing his retirement from the NFL. So Tom Brady makes things official. The announcement first came on Instagram. He's now since tweeted it out as well. So Tom Brady officially retiring from the NFL. We'll have Charles Robinson coming up at 9 o'clock, get his thoughts on Brady's retirement and the Super Bowl matchup as well. Looking forward to that conversation coming up at 8 o'clock. When we come back, it is time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller number one will have a chance to guess a goal scorer for the Predators tonight. If you get it right, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Predators in action tonight at home at Bridgestone Arena, taking on Vancouver. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The standings in Preds Pick to Click are as such. The listeners in first place with 12 correct answers. Joe Rex Road right on the doorstep with 11 correct answers. So quite the competition at the top. Robbie Stanley with 9, Michelle Gnezovic with 4.
And Kenneth is looking to go
for
a deep cut. Kenneth is looking at it, said third pairing defenseman, deep cut. Come on, Kenneth.
That is who Kenneth is looking for. With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Kenneth from Spring Hill. Kenneth, who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
I think I will need to go with Matt Duchene tonight.
Matt Duchene is the selection for Kenneth.
Not Duchene.
Yeah. Score one for Robbie. Kenneth, appreciate you taking time to call in.
Thanks.
So Duchene, the selection by Kenneth from Spring Hill, which leaves the door wide open for Michelle Gnezovic.
Phil Forsberg, thank you so much.
Sorry, Forsberg. Hey,
sorry, Phil.
Sorry, Phil.
Phil, just
apologies in advance.
Take the night off, son. It'll be all right.
Look to be setting people up tonight, Phil. Don't even try to shoot because something bad's going to happen. I know you're shooting 24%.
Yeah.
You know.
So Duchene and Forsberg off the board. I'm going to go with someone that I've not gone with much this year, but I think I may be one for one. Ryan Johansson. I'm going to take the Michelle Gnezovic approach in this one tonight.
It'll probably work for you.
Can't wait for him to score twice. Be awesome. So I'll go with Johansson. So Duchene, Forsberg, Johansson off the board. Joe Rexrode, your pick to click for the Nashville Predators.
Well, give me Yakov Trenin.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I like it.
I don't think he gets picked enough.
Got 10 goals already.
Got 10.
Trenin, the selection. So Duchene, Forsberg, Johansson, and Trenin, the selections in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. This will be the last Preds Pick to Click for a while. They're a week off after this. They don't play until next Wednesday in Dallas. It's a long time.
It is. So that will end up being what? They'll end up having one game in...
like 15 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's incredible. It's just amazing. So,
and they got games to make up.
They got some games to make up, too. So we'll see what happens on that front. If you missed it, breaking news out of the NFL, Tom Brady has retired. He has officially announced his retirement from the National Football League. Brady first announcing it on social media, on Instagram. He's now since tweeted it out and has made things official. So Tom Brady announcing his retirement from the NFL, finishes 22 seasons, 7 Super Bowl wins, 20 years with the Patriots, 2 seasons with the Bucks. I think unquestionably the greatest career in the history of the NFL, one we will likely never see replicated. I mean, seven Super Bowls is it's ridiculous. And he probably should have had a couple more, and probably there are some that he won that he shouldn't have. So it may have evened out, all things considered, but I still believe, like, the best team he had and the best team he was on did not win that undefeated team. It's unbelievable.
No doubt. No doubt.
That team was so good.
That's got to be the biggest Super Bowl upset ever, right? Well, I mean, other than like Jets Colts Super Bowl III. Yeah. But yeah, no, that team was outrageous, and it's still amazing that the Dolphins continue to hang in there with their Larry Zonka led offense in their 1972 season. But yeah, Brady. I mean, look, it's again to me the most amazing thing about it all is like the Patriots were tremendous. He was an example to me of a quarterback who had a lot going for him, including a great coach, a great defense. Didn't have a lot of – he didn't have the elite outside guys that some quarterbacks had, except like that season he did, you know, with Randy Moss playing at his highest level. But for a lot of his career, he didn't have that. But he had a Hall of Fame career. And then, like, this whole thing happened and he reboots his career and has, like, again, you could split his career into two and you'd have two Hall of Fame careers, which is pretty amazing. So, I mean, I think he's a great – like, he's obviously a great example of the guy's a six-round pick. A lot of people, obviously, in the NFL, everyone passed on him many, many times, right? And multiple times. And he just – he physically was not – he was not nearly as gifted as a lot of – like, he's not nearly as gifted as Aaron Rodgers. He's not as gifted as Matthew Stafford. He doesn't have the arm talent of a Peyton Manning. You know, a lot of guys. But he's an example of, you know, absolutely maximizing yourself and just, you know, obviously all the intangibles that you look for in a champion, competitiveness and, I mean, viciously competitive and just the most important thing about being a quarterback in this league is being able to process information quickly and being accurate. And that's where he was elite. And, you know, he couldn't do things with his arms. Like, Aaron Rodgers can do stuff that most humans could never do. But Tom Brady is still better because he had the most important traits at the most important position.
I'm finally able to, like, kind of sort through his comments here. I mean, he's got this big, long thread on Twitter.
And nothing on Belichick?
There's not a thing about the Patriots. Yeah. Not one thing. There's not a thing
That's
about the Patriots
bad.
In there. Now, you know, he did just retire, and he was playing for Tampa Bay. So he spent a lot of time talking about, you know, Bruce Arians and Jason Light and all these different players that he played with. But he did spend 20 years in New England, and there's nothing in there about it.
Yeah, and that is too bad, you know, because I know it didn't end well and all that stuff. But, I mean, talk about, you know, I mean, that's the organization that took a shot on you. Look, man. If Tom Brady was a seventh-round pick of the Lions, he might have retired in, like, 2005 and be a junior high coach. Seriously. I mean, there are great quarterbacks in the history of this league who never happened because of where they went.
Backing up Joey Harrington.
I mean, seriously, though. Like, that situation, you got to – if you're him, you got to look at the whole thing. And some of it is like Bledsoe gets hurt and all that stuff. He took advantage of it. He seized it. But – There are great quarterbacks in this league who never happen because of where they go. So I think he still does owe a lot to that organization and to Belichick.
He does. I mean, the Patriots Twitter are going nuts right now. Brady not mentioning the Patriots, Belichick, or Robert Kraft in the whole thing. It's amazing. What if he just left it out?
Maybe
he's got a few days to think about this.
Maybe that'll be saved for the last episode of Man in the Arena.
Maybe so. That was my called shot, guys.
Oh man!
So what called shot was that? He was retire on that, wasn't it?
Retire, and then like the last episode was going to be like his farewell, I guess.
So maybe then he'll say nice things about the Patriots.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. I guess you can kill the dream of him coming to play with Vrabel now. If he's going to retire.
OC. Who said he'd be the OC?
It could be OC. Who knows?
Well, hey, this does not end every time someone has a quarterback in the next few years. I mean, he'll have to be about 53 before that ends.
I know. Well, I think it's pretty clear to me that this is largely about his family at this point. And, you know, he talks about his wife in there and kids growing up. I mean, you just have different priorities as you get older. And, look, he's accomplished everything there is to accomplish in this league. He's still healthy, which is a big deal, walking away from the game at his age. So I think family is a large part of it, and that's what he's talking about when he's talking about the commitment and having to be 100% in. I guess my question is, like, what do we think he's going to do now? Like, obviously, he's probably going to take some time here, but what do we think? Is Tom Brady ever going to be, like, back in football in any way? What do we think Tom Brady does?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, Tom Brady certainly is someone who could actually has the resources to get into ownership if he wants to.
Yeah.
Well, there still aren't many, you know, there aren't many pro athletes who can get to that. Jordan, you know, has gotten into that. Yeah. I could see something like that, you know. I'd be surprised if he's not involved. As competitive as he is, as much as he loves football in the NFL, I've got to think. I mean, could he go like the announcer route? I guess. Would he be that good? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if he'd be that great. I don't think he can be the comedic actor that Peyton Manning is. So, you know, yeah. I'd guess some sort of front office role in the NFL.
When we come back, we'll have Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports to address Tom Brady's retirement and the Super Bowl matchup as well. Lots to get to with Charles coming up on the other side. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.